Hello and welcome back to the Ringmit podcast.
Bonjour.
Hello.
So, we've seen celebrities do this, and it's a very different thing to what they usually do in these little YouTube videos, where they sort of peer in the way of the answer of a little Google query. So you have to guess what the question's going to be, kind of. It's more about the answer, if we're being honest, in those videos. That's the difference. But for us, we're going to guess what most people are asking about on Google using the start of the question. So, for example, my first one is, where did they film? That was the example that I gave Tom and Rory in terms of, like,
Lord of the Rings.
So a clue I'll give for all of these, by the way, is that generally, and obviously there's an element of, like, evergreenness to them, generally they factor in what is current into these sort of SEO things. Well, I don't know if it counts as SEO, but they generally will be sort of current things or, you know, in general. So what's most likely to be trending,
I suppose. The Last of Us.
Roy, do you have one?
We're actually doing the one you said.
Yeah.
Where did they film Harry Potter?
Last of Us was there. It was second.
Whooshie!
First place was White Lotus, and then third was Mamma Mia. So while I said there was an element of, like, trending, Mamma Mia, for some reason, was quite a big one.
It was chilling.
I couldn't think of anything trending.
Okay, right, so 1-0 Tom.
Let's go!
Who was the first actor to? So what do people think? In fact, actually, I'll give more, because all three of these are, they have another word as well. Who was the first actor to play?
Oh, so,
an iconic role.
Oh.
This is me first, Rory. Isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
James Bond.
Fuck you. Okay. Who's the first actor to play? Who's done a lot?
I hope no one's Googling, by the way.
No.
Nope.
I forget that could happen.
Who was the first actor to play? That's the only one I can think of. Doctor Who, sure, why not?
James Bond was the top one, and Doctor Who wasn't there somehow. It was Batman and then Superman were.
Oh, yeah.
Were there first.
Obviously, yeah.
I suppose the most iconic Batman was not the most recent one, which is why a lot of people were asking about that.
Michael Keaton.
And Superman is, like, I suppose that's kind of topical because he's been dropped recently, so people have been looking back, maybe. Okay.
New one.
So, 1-1. Yes. Streaming services with. This is a very varied list. I don't think you'll get it. It's streaming services with. That's the start.
With Scream.
Okay, Rory.
With Star Wars.
Okay, neither, and it is a very difficult one. So I'll give you a clue. One of them is a very popular cartoon. One of them I don't even know how to describe it. And the other one, the top answer, is just a practical thing rather than a TV show.
Rick and Morty.
No.
The Simpsons.
No. It's South Park. That was second. And then the first... It's interesting that, because South Park doesn't, it's only on Prime, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
It is quite rare. Yeah, and also, I don't think it's been on Prime for ages. But the top one was free trial.
Yeah. That makes sense, weirdly.
I'd say this is the most surprising one yet. I actually don't think you're even going to be close to getting this. Maybe the third one is.
I will, actually, now that you've said that. I'm definitely going to get it.
Why hasn't, this is one of the ones where it actually worked, where the word was in.
That was going to be it.
This is one of the ones where the word in question is actually in the middle. Why hasn't blank won an Oscar?
Ah.
Who do you think?
It's me first. Michelle Williams.
No.
See, I feel like this was like a massive meme. And I kind of feel like people don't know enough to know that he has won one now.
Yeah,
so probably. I'm kind of thinking Leonardo DiCaprio.
No.
Shit.
I'll give you
Jake Gyllenhaal.
No, I'll give you a clue for the bottom one.
Okay.
We've often said, even though he's great, he's not the best actor.
Keanu Reeves.
Nope.
What?
Idris Elba.
Nope.
No. Who's the other one?
Or actually, no. Wait.
Nicholas.
I may have paraphrased that. Not the best actor. Not Oscar worthy of acting.
And we've had this conversation.
In a particular performance, we were saying that he was great, and he is great, but it wasn't Oscar.
Tom Cruise,
yeah, that's the one. He's third. The second is Johnny Depp, and then first is Beyonce.
I can tell you why Johnny Depp hasn't won an Oscar. He's not good enough.
I thought he had. For Jack Sparrow. He got nominated,
Jack
at least.
Sparrow.
Yeah. He
definitely has not won for Jack Sparrow.
It's not the deepest performance, but
Beyonce's an interesting one.
Yeah, I don't really get that. She's in Pink Panther.
But I'd assume it's for like song. She's probably done original songs for films.
Yeah. I don't know if she met Gold Member. I don't know if she made any songs in that.
Or Dreamgirls. She's in Dreamgirls, isn't she?
I think so.
Yeah.
How many more have I got? I've got four more.
Four more?
We can talk about women talking if we have time afterwards. Right, this is one I'm really proud of because I thought of it. I was doing all this on the train. Ending Explained.
Oh.
I'm really annoyed I didn't have more ideas like this.
Ending Explained. See?
And I'll give you a clue right off the bat. The only two I know here are modern. Films from that we've talked about in the last year.
See,
so not TV shows, films.
People are stupid, generally. And I see so many things being like Ending Explained for a film, and then it's like the most like easily like to understand film of all time.
I'm going to have to say another thing. You've both only seen one of these films. I've seen the other one. If that helps you, if you want to say the film that I've seen that you haven't.
Triangle of Sadness. No, it won't be Triangle of Sadness. Well, it might be. Is it who's go first?
I don't know. Realistically, you're not shouting out that quickly, so you can just go whoever.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Nope.
What?
Are you just taking the top two answers, or is there more?
There's three. But there's one I don't even know what it is.
I was like, it's not Inception then.
And I've seen one of them.
You've both definitely seen one of them.
Okay.
So think about endings that like kind of left you a little bit like that. Or films that I've seen.
She's of Inner Sheeran.
Nope. I'll give you one more clue. One of them is quite fun. I'm not going to give any more clues for that because it's funny circumstances around what we just
did. 80 for Brady.
No. it's how can I say this without giving it away? It wasn't confusing ending. It was a confusing ending. It wasn't like really complex. It's just people didn't get it.
Right. Did it get released in the last year? Or did
yes,
you just
watch it's
it?
Like it. This is like there's no asterisks around this. We've all seen it within
is
the
it
last
after
year.
After Sun.
Nope.
What?
I think that's fairly. That wasn't complicated.
Complicated, but I feel like people would still Google it.
Yeah, if you didn't concentrate completely in that film, you might be.
Okay, one more clue. One more clue, and this will mean you just getting it probably. You watched it on stream, I watched it at the cinema.
Fall!
No.
Oh, The Menu!
The Menu, yes. That was third. Then second was The Little Things, Ending Explained. The first one was Triangle of Sadness. But you didn't.
I said that.
No, you didn't finish. You didn't finish. You went...
He did say that. To be fair,
I did. But then I went, no, it won't be that.
I'll quote you exactly because I was proper thinking about the clause. You went. Oh,
Triangle of Sadness. No, it won't be that.
Yeah, but you said you negated it as soon as you said
exactly.
So I closed my mouth again. You said it won't be that, and then you're like, and then you shut yourself again. You didn't. You did not leave a beat.
I knew it was a big film, but I didn't think it was that big.
Yeah,
I think it was that big that people would be Googling it, like, what the hell happened?
The critic scores are just mental. But because it's got slapstick humour in it, it's one of those things where it, like, just defies genre, and that would do really well with critics. but because it had some like really slapstick comedy in it, like the sort that you'd, you know, you'd find in like To Meet the Spartans or something.
Mm.
People like, I think it kind of tanked just because of that. Maybe that's my guess. Like the best, I thought the worst act was the last act, but that was the one that everyone liked because there were power dynamics. It was just a, you know, classic. Critics are very predictable, I find. Okay, yes. Got three more. Actress who plays.
I don't know why I said that. I didn't have any idea. I didn't have a single clue.
No,
actress who plays.
That would scare Rory though. So psychological warfare.
What was a really big role where the person who played it wasn't that well known?
I just realised this is a carbon copy of when Tom talks so much that Rory can't think. We had this in a podcast like a few months ago. Tom just talks so much. Like,
I think out loud. Like
Ant-Man's daughter.
Oh.
No, that's a good guess, I'd say, though.
Yeah.
Catherine Newton, if anyone wants to know.
Mm.
Unless you're talking about any of the other films, then it's not her.
Mm.
Yeah.
Who's the actress who plays? Again, it's got to be...
Actress who plays Ellie in Last of Us.
That was third.
Oh,
if you can get first place in the next 10 seconds, I'll give it to you.
Wednesday Adams.
He actually got it as well.
Fuck's sake.
It doesn't say Wednesday Adams, so it could be any kind of, any other Wednesday.
Just who plays Wednesday.
Yeah.
You can't give him Wednesday. Wednesday.
It's an actress who plays any sort of game on a Wednesday.
Yeah, who plays on Wednesday.
I've seen an actress playing on a Wednesday before, and I just didn't know who it was.
What was second?
Whitney Houston. But you didn't see her either, okay. Did you?
Nah.
There was a Whitney Houston film, wasn't there?
I think two of those were very easy guesses. I'm surprised you weren't out with them straight away. Ellie and The Last of Us and Wednesday, both very big.
But I feel I get it, but I feel like everyone knows who Jenna Ortega is now these days.
Why are people still talking about Wednesday? That came out ages ago.
Yeah.
It wasn't ages. December, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's a long time. That's like 4 months.
I know, but it stays. The menu was on one of these.
Long ago, Jesus
Christ. Who is it that kept calling her Jenny Ortega? Is that Ollie? That's Ollie McCabe. Sorry,
talking like they're mates. I'll just say Jenny.
It's just funny. Jenny.
Just a reminder, Tom, if you think of any, just
I've got one, to be fair.
Okay. Well, I'll finish my two first because we can have this consistent competition. Okay, I don't think I was surprised by these. They seem to fit a similar criteria. When is blank on stream?
When is what, sorry?
When is blank on stream?
No, that is already on stream. Is it going to be someone stupid and Googling something that's already on a streaming service?
Don't think so. These were all kind of like big films that maybe people regret missing. When it was out in the cinema,
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
No, I think
it's on Amazon reasons, Prime.
One of the reasons I say that's unlikely is because it got a re-release.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So people would have had the chance to go to the cinema twice.
Babylon.
Nope.
Top Gun.
Ooh.
Nope.
We said that at the same time.
We did. That was really cute and sexy.
Yeah. Very sexy.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been a good answer, though, because I think a lot of people were, like, surprised at how...
I think that's on... I think that's on
Paramount. It's on Paramount, I think. Yeah, it is. It definitely is, because I saw it advertised when I went to Manchester.
Manchester.
Anyone got any more guesses? Big. You surely should guess it. Like, big films this slash last year.
Avatar.
No.
Oh. That was a good guess. Ant-Man.
Nope.
Oh.
I'll give you a clue. I've been giving you a clue. I've given you the clue about five times so far.
What?
You'll kick yourself now.
No,
I've just given you so many clues. I've literally said the name.
Big.
Nope.
Film.
Nope.
Streaming.
Nope.
Nope.
Yes, nope.
Oh!
Yes.
I was like, I don't know any films called...
I literally, I was like, I did it accidentally at first. I was like, nope. And then I was like, oh, that's the film name. I hope they don't get it immediately. And then you just...
There's more. Is there another guess? Fablemans.
Nope was top, so...
Okay.
Pearl was next, then the Batman. Or Batman.
I was going to say the Batman, but I thought it'd be too long ago.
It's on Now TV as well.
Maybe this is just people. Maybe it's residue people searching.
Mm.
Last one from me. Then you can pull up your ones. How much did Netflix pay?
Jenna Ortega.
For Wednesday.
Yeah.
Nope.
Fuck. How much did they pay Millie Bobby Brown?
Nope.
Shit.
So, okay, I'll give you a clue. One of these is a couple of people.
Oh.
And then the other two are series. How much did they pay for this series?
The first. How much did they pay for Stranger Things?
Nope.
How much did they pay the brothers who made Stranger Things?
Nope. What are you saying, Tom? I can't hear.
When you said a group of people, the first thing that came to my head was the Jonas Brothers, but it's definitely not.
Two people.
How much did they pay?
You kick yourself.
Joe and Nick Jonas.
Who have people been calling money grabbers?
Oh. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
How much did they pay? Okay, I'm not giving you more clues to that one. I'll give you a clue for the other two. One is a... one is a popular film for which the sequel came out this year.
How much did they pay for...
And the other one is a very old classic series.
Shazam. Friends. Nope.
Yep, Friends is second. If you can get the two people, Rory, in 10 seconds.
Money grabbers.
Giving me little prompts.
If I get it, then...
I have no clue.
You close them off. Harry and Meghan.
Oh.
And then last is Knives Out. Those are my ones.
I think you'll find Knives Out came out last year.
Knives Out came out last year?
Yeah, you said it's a sequel that came out this year. It came out in December, so...
It's not Knives Out, it's Glass Onion.
Yeah, that came out in December, mate.
Yeah, that came out Boxing Day. Or 3 days before Boxing Day.
That's what I said, though.
You said this year.
I said... Well, I'm pretty sure I said... I meant last year, but I thought I said last year.
I could be wrong. Who knows?
Whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
Rory, do you want to go through yours, and then Tom will have a few?
Yeah. Right. How old is?
How old?
Oh, that's literally what I typed in. I think I might know these ones.
Oh,
it might be different because of my cookies, though. Who knows?
Maybe.
I said delete your cookies.
I tried to, but this weird stuff still came up.
In other words, you couldn't be arsed.
I did delete my cookies. I know how to delete my cookies. All right.
I thought you said you didn't. I thought you said you couldn't. Right, okay.
I'll let Henry answer this.
Okay, I'll get one guess, maybe. That's the fair way of doing it. I get one guess, and then Tom can just mop up. I reckon people would be putting age in jeopardy when it's someone who's doing their own stunts still. So I'm going to say either Keanu Reeves or Tom Cruise, but I'm going to say Keanu Reeves because it's very topical.
Ooh, almost.
Damn
it! Tom Cruise was on there for me.
Not for me.
Oh, my God. So it's just pure
wait,
answers then.
Tom Cruise was like sixth for me.
Let me give you a clue. Think old comedians that have appeared on 8 out of 10 Cats.
Sean Locke?
No.
They've got to be comedian. Oh, Vic Mortimer. No. Bob Mortimer.
Surely it's gotta be actors, right? This is to make it a film thing.
That is who cares? That must be
Chris Davies.
He does do... This guy has acted before. He's acted in Skins.
Oh, Bill Bailey.
Yeah.
Bill Bailey?
Bill Bailey is tough for mine for some reason.
That is not the same as mine.
What's your one, then?
Do you want to guess? Obviously,
you said Tom Cruise, didn't you?
Tom Cruise, yeah, but he's like sixth or fifth.
Sixth. How many results did you have? I just
typed in how old is on my computer and it's come up with like seven or eight.
Idris Elba.
No.
I reckon people were worrying about General Ortega.
That is number one, yeah.
Is it really? Oh, my God. Because she's playing a kid, but a lot of people were, like, bursting over her. So I reckon a lot of people were, like, checking.
The second one isn't a person. And the third one is a person, but much older.
Not a person? What, like an animal?
No. It's a thing.
Morgan Freeman, not for the animal.
It's not an animal, it's a thing. Morgan Freeman, no. No.
Oh, how old is... Oh, it could be a series. Star Wars? I don't know. No, I'm never going to get that.
It's the Earth.
Oh. Yeah. Great.
And then Attenborough.
You know you've got to, like, put film words in this to make it, like, a film question.
Don't worry. My other ones are...
Okay. Oh, Rory, yeah. Still Rory, I just remembered.
I've got one that isn't a film one. Can I say it? I just want to hear what you guys think.
Okay,
it'd be funny.
Fine.
How many times should you
brush your teeth?
My head went somewhere.
Brush your teeth is on there, but it's seventh.
Gang shower? Shoot. Wash your hair.
Wash your hair is fifth. I want to see if you get number one.
Poo.
Yep.
people are always worried about the bowel movement.
Yeah. And then second is pee, and then third is poop a day.
How can you be worried about how much you're weeing? Unless you're drinking loads of water. Well, I suppose. Surely not that many people are having wee problems.
One of the symptoms of diabetes is going to the toilet a lot and weeing, so maybe they're worried.
Oh.
They're like, what? I'm pissing so much.
There must be a lot of diabetes around for it to, like, to beat washing hair, because washing hair is like a thing people. A lot of girls are like, do I wash once every 2 days and stuff? With long hair, I mean. So guys with long hair too. But generally
there's
girls.
There's no obesity crisis, so possible.
Yeah. I didn't think it'd be as common as general lifestyle stuff, though. Anyway, continue.
Me? Okay. My favourite movie is...
That's a thing people
That's
Google.
That's a weird thing to Google.
I know, but people have.
Well, tell me.
My favourite movie is...
I almost did that, and then I was like, nah, that's stupid. Shawshank Redemption?
No.
Avengers Infinity War?
No.
You've got to think what kind of...
Godfather Part 2?
No.
Godfather Part 1?
No.
You've got to think what kind of weirdo is actually Googling that.
No.
Oh, yes. Maybe it's like...
Give us a clue. Give us a
maybe
clue.
It's people who don't understand how Google works. So they're either really old or really young. So, Fireman Sam.
That's not a film.
Terrible.
Think blockbusters, but think more modern than like Star Wars.
More modern?
Iron Man.
Terminator?
No. That's not more modern. That's around the same time. No.
Tron Legacy.
No, think of Britain.
Britain. We have blockbusters.
I think it's the scope's too wide here. I don't know if I'm gonna get it.
Oh, fucking think of kids with lightning scars on their forehead.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I finished quicker because Tom went for projection over speed.
And then the other top two were Three Idiots, which you don't know what that is. And The Jungle Book.
What silly thing to put on Google.
Yeah.
That is stupid.
Titanic was in there and Interstellar as well. And something called Tarzan and Pa.
To be fair, we're talking about how silly these potential people are, but Rory's added to that lump too now.
Why have I? How have I?
Because you Googled it.
Yeah, but it's interesting to find out these things, Henry.
Yeah, I agree.
Your thought patterns went to the same place as theirs did.
I agree.
Because I didn't Google it to find out my favourite movie. I Googled it to see if people would type that in, and they have.
Oh, you did it ironically.
Well, I wasn't typing it in just on the off chance. Like, oh, so I wonder what your favourite film is.
Anyway.
Idiot.
Continue.
Yep, hang on. Right, why have movies?
Gotten longer.
Yep. Number two.
Tom definitely did that one.
It's number one. That's important.
Oh, I didn't.
That is a thing that people talk about lately.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a number one.
Yesterday.
There's another what?
There's a number one. That was number two.
Oh, why have movies? To be honest, I can't think of anything that would be bigger than
why
that.
Why have they gotten worse looking? Why have they gotten darker?
Darker is fourth, and worse is third. But then you still haven't got number one.
Is it a surprising number one?
It's the sort of thing older generations might say.
Gotten louder.
CGI.
No.
Why have they gotten worse?
No, you already said that.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he said it was third.
Yeah. It sort of means the same thing has gotten worse. I think I might just say it. Gotten so bad.
Oh. Yeah, it wasn't really worth waiting for that.
No.
Basically what I said.
Right, any more, Rory?
No, that's it.
Right, Tom.
Right. So, I'm going to ignore the first two on here because they're very, very obvious. But what was the budget of?
Oh, Avatar 2.
I'm ignoring the first two because they are Avatar and Avatar 2 and it seems a bit obvious. So, the next three.
Avengers Endgame.
Top Gun.
Yes, for Top Gun, that's third.
Yes!
Number one and two. One's recent, one is 30-odd years old.
Oh, hang on. We haven't got one or two?
No. Well, one and two is Avatar and Avatar 2, but I'm ignoring those.
30-odd years old? 1990s.
About 30 years old. I don't know if it's actually...
Titanic.
No.
Could be something low budget.
Ooh, maybe you're onto a winner there.
Not The Matrix or anything.
No.
That's high budget, but...
Die Hard.
No. The number one, if we're disregarding Avatar and Avatar 2, number one was released last year.
Batman.
No.
No Way Home?
I'll be honest, you should both be thinking low budget at this point for the one.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
No.
Oh. Some sort of animated thing, maybe?
One of them is the one from like 30-odd years ago, like 25 years ago, is like infamous for being low budget.
Is it One Room?
No.
Blair Witch Project.
Yes.
Yes.
I was about to say it's a horror as well, but you didn't even need it. Henry, we love this film that's number one.
We do, not Rory.
Well, I think he likes it, but I don't think he liked it as much as us.
Oh, I'm checking my letterbox. 1 second.
That's cheating.
How's that cheating?
That's cheating.
It's not
Googling. It's going to tell you the thing. Same thing.
We'll just look for stuff that you look on my letterbox too. You can do that.
You've got a diary of the thing
you saw last year.
Yeah. You might have seen it this year, though, but it was released last year.
Oh, Barbarian.
No.
Oh.
Budget of. Quite on the Western Front.
No, I haven't seen that. Neither has Rory.
Oh, Banshees even issue? No, Rory liked it.
Rory, I'm not saying Rory didn't like it, but I don't think he liked it as much as me and you.
Smile?
No.
I'm
genuinely surprised you haven't got this yet.
It's because I'm going from December downwards, so if it's high up in the year, then I'm not getting it for a while. Bodies. No. That would be it.
I haven't seen it.
Really again, like you that. Might have seen it this year. I don't know.
Wait, so you're conflict. Oh.
But it got released.
I might have seen it this year.
God, this is long.
Yeah, this is grueling. Oh,
was it Babylon?
No, I'm just going to say it's After Sun.
After Sun?
Yeah.
Not really liked that.
I just didn't think you liked... I didn't know if
you didn't like it as much as us two.
Yeah.
I'm
genuinely surprised you didn't get that, considering...
Well, surprised it's top, because it wasn't even like...
Oh, no, yeah.
The Academy. Yeah. I don't think it'd be a Google thing.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, anyway. All right. How many I've more?
Got one more.
Okay.
How long did it take to film?
How long did it... Was it
How
blank?
Long did it take to film?
Oh, yeah. How long did it take? Okay, right, yeah. Avatar 2?
Yeah. Yes.
It's obvious. Just a subject for Discord.
That one's obvious. Yeah.
It's not even a film anymore. It's just a fucking little catalog of trivia.
I'll be honest. Ooh. Number three. I don't think anyone's getting. I don't even know what it is.
Oh. Clues for number two. Make it more interesting.
Yeah. Cat's purring on the mic. Sorry. If you
can. Everything, everywhere, all at once.
That's on there, but it's not in the top three.
Give us a clue for number two so we can...
Oh, it's a TV show that none of us have watched.
Oh, Wednesday?
Yes. Number three is The Traitors. I don't know what that is.
Oh, I think is it like a Channel 4 show?
It's a reality show, yeah.
Okay.
I started watching Rise and Fall, by the way. I'm not up to date, but it's like...
I don't know what that is.
It was something I did for Mother's Day. It was like a little spending
time. Stolen by Craig David. Is that it?
What?
Oh my God, I'm lagging so badly.
What's he talking about?
What's that about Craig David?
He said a song by Craig David when you said, I watched something. Yeah, no, but he said something about watching something on Mother's Day.
Yeah, I typed in Rise and Fall and it just says song by Craig David.
Oh. So do you think on Mother's Day I decided to sit and listen to a song?
Mother's Day, I'm going to start listening to this one song.
I love you, in honor of you.
My phrasing, I've started doing it as well. Like, it's a thing.
It's going to take a while and you're not going to do it in one.
So, yeah, we listen to 10-second increments every day.
Yeah.
Until we get to
really
the
good 10 seconds.
And then we just like sing the lyrics all day while we're in the kitchen washing up. God, that bit was really good. I can't wait for the next 10 seconds later. Right, anyway, that's a nice short podcast for everyone to listen to.
Because exactly
everyone will listen to this one.
Yeah. Everyone in the world.
31 minutes would be like, oh, yes, I get to support my mates without thinking
about
my life.
I'm 32 now, Henry.
Oh, shit. Right. Well, no, but it's not going to go to 33 for a little while, so we can ramble a bit. So
everyone in the world's going to listen to this one.
What are we going to watch now? Air. We're going to watch Air live. Oh, this is the limitless
live
recording.
Get at the air.
Yeah, they're like,
what do you mean live?
They're like acting for us. They're like doing another rendition. Now I'm going to go soon before it goes to 33. Right, yeah. Bye. Thanks for coming.
Bye.